The only thing that'll make it better than 58 and a nice sunny start to your day is us getting the opportunity to bring in our very good friend, Tim James, from over at Casey West Columbia, the Chamber of Commerce, set to join us and talk a little bit about the chambers, talk a little bit about everything that goes on over there. We are happy to have our friend Timothy James on the point. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Casey and Kevin. Thanks for having me back. Second Tuesday of the month. We appreciate your partnership so much.
Well, thank you. We feel the same way.
I was reflecting last month as I was setting up our speakers for this month, and it occurred to me that, you know, while we have certainly jumped into some great conversation with many of our business leaders and things of that nature for a chamber, you know, Kevin, I don't know that I've ever had an opportunity to talk really about why a chamber. What is a chamber of commerce? Why should people be a part of a chamber of commerce? So this morning, I just wanted to share a little bit about that with you guys.
Excellent. Well, we're happy to have you and looking forward to the lesson forthcoming.
Good way to put it. And with our educator, Casey, she always loves things put in a lesson. So let's start with history. You know, the history of a chamber of commerce, where in the world did something like this begin? Actually, it began in France. And it began in France in the 1600s when a group of businessmen and women came together and said, you know, we need to be a group versus individuals. We need to be a group, and I think more can be accomplished as a team. And they started to realize, you know, what John F. Kennedy said, you know, when the tide rises, all boats rise. And that stands very firm today as well. Even if you're in different disciplines of business, when you're working together and you're working for economic development, economic growth as a team, you will see more come your way, especially into your community. But from the 1600s, it continued to grow. And in 1773 was your very first Chamber of Commerce in the state of South Carolina.
I didn't think you were that old.
I'm not. But I think I had a forefather of someone that probably led that chamber, you think?
It wouldn't surprise me.
You want to guess what city that Chamber of Commerce began in 1773?
Philadelphia.
No, in South Carolina.
Oh, in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Probably down in the low country, I would think. Down in the Charleston area, maybe? No, Columbia?
You nailed it.
Charleston.
In 1773, Charleston, South Carolina, was the first city in the state of South Carolina to incorporate a chamber of commerce. And since then, it's continued to grow. Today, nationwide, we have over 5,000 chamber of commerces through the United States of America.
Nice.
And those chamber of commerces, you know, they, I think if I had to, you know, name probably five strong things that a chamber is about, it's advocacy, it's networking, it's economic development, and credibility and visibility is something that a lot of people just take for granted, but it's really emphasized when you become a part of a chamber of commerce. And then resources and support that are not always there. Those are the five core principles of a chamber of commerce. And, you know, I want to give some examples. Advocacy. I think we've all recognized over the last couple of years what some people refer to as the liquor law liability. And liquor law liability started putting some businesses such as your restaurants, your lounges, your bars into peril because of the insurance premiums.
Sure.
But Kevin and Casey, it's really not just about liquor. It's about insurance liability. And that's not pointed at our local agents. Our local agents are selling the insurance premiums that they're given by the bigger conglomerates.
Sure.
But your insurance premiums, that as they continue to rise, the advocacy that our Chamber of Commerce has been able to assist with has helped to make sure that our state legislators truly understand if they continue to allow this thing to spiral out of control, it will put even more businesses out of business, not just bars and not just events that are selling alcohol, but even right to Southeastern Truck Lines. Southeastern Truck Lines is one of the most prominent and premier trucking industries there is, but they're being hit with insurance rates that are going sky high. So advocacy, that's what we do as a Chamber of Commerce, is make sure that it's just not flying under the radar. but that what we're doing with the State House is helping these businesses.
Yeah, I think it's important that people realize that when you're signing up for something, you're not just doing it to get a certificate when you join the chamber. I mean, you're doing it and you're becoming part of a stronger collective, if you would, where you've got someone who's fighting for all the small businesses in the community and their strength in numbers.
Yeah, let's talk about that stronger collective. And that stronger collective comes with our many partners. One of the best partners that we have, I'm speaking with right now, and that's Kevin and Casey of The Point Radio. We get our message out. We're able to talk to thousands of people every single week through newsletters, through The Point, through other avenues such as our elected officials, to be able to get the message out that maybe our smaller businesses wouldn't be able to do by themselves.
Yeah, that matters. It really does. Communication.
It does.
Communication's never been more important than it is now. It's just it's essential because of what goes on now and what has happened with the development of Amazon and things like that. It's never been more important that local businesses have a venue and a way to get their word out.
I've often said, and I've stole this quote from, I think it was Carl Blackstone of the Columbia Chamber. Carl said, back up from the computer and go to your local merchant. And I understand that. Our local merchants are those who are keeping our children, our friends, our neighbors, maybe even our family members employed. And if we continue just to go to the larger conglomerates and forget about those people that have invested in our community, that are employing our neighbors, or maybe that are paying rent on that brick and mortar, then they're going to go out of business. And that's not what we need. We need to make sure that we're supporting our locals.
Absolutely.
In everything we do.
All right, well, hold tight. We're going to do our timeout. We're going to get a look at sports. We'll come on back. Tim James with us, giving us a little in-your-face on what the chamber can do for you. How about that? Much more to come as we continue. Casey and Kev at The Point. Good morning.
Mornings with Kev.
Welcome back in on The Point. Thank you very much for being with us. It's Tuesday morning, second Tuesday of the month. First couple Tuesdays every month, we have the chance to visit with our good friends over at the Casey West Columbia Chamber. And we've got the big dog himself, Tim James, joining us. And he is here with us for another 8, 9, 10 minutes. We've been talking all about the benefits and the impact that a chamber can have in a local community. And again, I still feel like the chamber has never been more important now than it is now, Tim, because of what we're up against with the world going so digital and people being able to sit on their butts on their couch and get whatever they want delivered to their house. I think it's more important now than ever to have a venue out there, a way of reminding people of what it means to buy local, not just because of what you mentioned about employing people and keeping jobs and businesses open, but also that money staying in our community instead of being sent to a corporate office in New York or Atlanta or San Antonio.
Hey, Kevin, you hit the nail on the head with that. We want to be able to, we can enjoy nothing that we waste or we give away. And, the only giving away is being able to donate some funds to a worthy cause that we can enjoy. But when we're giving money to another state or to another, country, we're not going to enjoy that here. And I reflect back and think about, where our country began. And it's a mom and pop store that opened up down the street. And in those days and times, of course, they fed their family, or maybe they even hired somebody in the neighborhood. It's really no different now. When I think of those commercials that I just listened to during our break, these are local businesses. And these men and women have dedicated and donated or put their money forward to be able to open up a company and to do their best and to be reliable to the citizens that they serve. And we want to be able to give back to them as much as we possibly can. So our motto with the CWC Chamber is love local. And loving local means to be able to give local, to be able to make sure that your merchants are local and that you're doing business locally. And then that money stays locally.
I'll tell you what, Tim, I just came across a statistic in one of my email newsletters this morning that said that shoppers age 18 to 24 bought 62% of all of their general merchandise in stores, like brick and mortar stores, last year. So we've got that young demographic, that Gen Z group, that is you know, they're hungry for face-to-face interaction. They're hungry for those brick-and-mortar shopping experiences. I mean, this one's talking about them going to malls, but I mean, if you guys think about chamber retail partners and the products and services that they're offering, I mean, how are we aiming our efforts at that 18 to 24 group? I know it's a little different being in a college town, like having the university here, because we do have such a huge demographic at that age group. But I mean, have you talked to any of your chamber members about like really trying to hone in on this sort of new trend of young people wanting to shop face to face?
Yeah, and it's accurate. We're starting to see a bell curve in that. And the fact is, if you'd have looked at that stat some 6 or 8 years ago, it would have been terrible, because most of them were just purchasing online.
Right.
And now versus scrolling, they're out walking. But what they're doing is they're going to destination locations. And mm-hmm. Greenville's got a perfect thing going on there, Casey. You can go downtown Greenville and you can grab a beer, you can get something to eat, you can see a show, or you can go shopping while you're waiting. And that's a destination location.
Oh my gosh,
and I believe
yes.
that's much, much more of what we're doing. Look at the city of West Columbia and what we call the River District.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is today compared to where it was years ago is already just transformed. But in the next 2 years, as they make Meeting Street the two-lane road up through downtown West Columbia for businesses, and then you take Highway 378 as a bypass, that's what you're going to see here in the next 2 to 3 years. And that two-lane road is going to be where you have businesses that you're going to have places to be able to enjoy. So it's going to be a destination point there.
Yeah, I mean, it being walkable and then having just hanging out on the street. I mean, that's what Greenville is like. There are people that come into Greenville on Saturday just to hang out on the streets in Greenville and wander around and go to the shops and get some ice cream or buy some peanuts or whatever it is. I mean, just little purchases here and there, but they add up over time. And when you create this is the place to be, then everybody wants to spend their day there. They all want to come out there and hang out there. So I think you guys are doing a great job of hosting events that bring people there to kind of see, but then we really want to translate that into like just making it a walkable, hangoutable kind of place.
You're right. Walkability is such a great thing. Cycling, even now in the community that we're in the KC West Columbia area, is golf carting.
Sure.
And we've got a brand new restaurant opening up in the city of KC called George Roberts, and it's across the street from BC High School. These folks have been smart enough on the backside. It's got golf cart parking versus just car parking. They're recognizing that, okay, this is what we need to do to be able to attract the folks that are around here
that
want to come. I love that. And that walkability, you've hit that nail on the head again. The other thing you mentioned too, Casey, is about events. And somewhere way before me, some smart person said, listen, we need to be more than the chamber, we need to also be visitor and tourism. So we get to promote all the great events, because when people come to town to be able to enjoy what we have, they leave behind their money.
Mm-hmm.
and that's what we want them to do. We want them to recognize we've got some great things right here in the greater KC West Columbia area. We want you to come and enjoy our river. We want you to come and enjoy the zoo. We want you to come and enjoy the museums and all the events that we have, and then stay in our hotels and spend your money here.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Tell us what you guys have coming up, because I know last week we spent a little bit of time talking about some upcoming events, but March and April are going to be busy months for you guys.
Springtime is big in the CWC, and March 21st is Soiree on State. For many, many years now, the city of KC has had a really great event on State Street, and it's in the 1600-1700 block of State Street, and it's festivities and band lineup that are really good, and that is March 21st. It starts at 2, and it goes to about 8 o'clock at night. And then, the South Congaree Championship Rodeo. Listen, if you have not been to the South Carolina South Congaree Championship Rodeo, you're really missing out. It's really got a footprint throughout an annual term of, I think, 4 events, almost $1 million that it brings to the town of South Congaree and the surrounding areas. That's March 20th and 21st. Tartan Day South. Hey, 13 wonderful years of Tartan Day, March 26th through the 29th. Don't miss that. What an event it is. And it brings on Saturday itself, it brings about 10,000 people in. We've got a Riverwalk Rabbit Run, and I think Casey and others are going to be in that on April the 4th.
We are.
And that's to raise funds for this kids. Yeah, we're going to raise funds for scholarships for our local teenagers. So, and Meeting Street Music Festival, April 17th, Meeting Street Musical Festival. So come enjoy West Columbia for that.
Good
all
stuff.
All the things, Tim. Thank you so much.
Man, I love you guys. Appreciate it so much. Hope y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it, Tim. All you do and everybody in the team over there, thank you for it very, very much. We'll come back after news. We'll have our good friend Miss Katie coming in for the positive points on aging.
Mornings with Kev.